Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's always a pleasure. If you just got here, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, thank you for that especially. We really appreciate you continuing to hang around with us. And I think you're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Mark Allen is with us again. And Mark is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He goes back with us all the way back, I'm pretty sure, to 1999, and I'll check that here in just a second here. In fact, Mark Allen has been with us now since 98, since October of 98. So he's got 9 years, working on his 10th year with us. Mark is, as you know very well, is the author of a number of books, including my favorite book that he's written, A Visionary Business, and many, many others, including one of the newer ones, The Millionaire Course. And he's got a brand new book out called The Greatest Secret of All. And you're going to be glad to know that's what we're going to talk about today. Mark, welcome back to the show. Happy holidays.
Thanks for having me on.
You're always welcome here, Mark. Mark, the greatest secret of all is what?
Yes. Well, there's a wonderful DVD floating around called The Secret that many, many people have seen, and a book spun off from there that's been number one New York Times. And I watched it with my friend Eckhart Tolle, who wrote The Power of Now, which is my favorite book of all.
Right.
And that got me to thinking, because we had a long talk after, and I kept thinking over and over, well, the secret is wonderful to know. They talk about the secret of manifestation, the secret of success, really. But I kept thinking about all the people that I've known and all the people through history that have succeeded brilliantly financially and still had miserable lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept thinking there's far greater secrets, and these ideas kept coming.
The secret is not money. The secret is not stuff. There's,
right.
You know, I one of my favorite things to remind people about is, Mark, and you heard me say this, and you've helped us understand this over the last almost 10 years. If you can't be happy without money and stuff, you're not going to be happy with money and stuff.
Exactly. It does not make you happy. Not long after watching The Secret, I watched a bio of Frank Lloyd Wright. No. Who was the guy? J. Paul Getty, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
J. Paul Getty, right.
Who was I read the book about him.
Oh, here he was the richest man in the world. He was miserable.
Yeah, yeah.
All his
Did you know that when you went to his house in England in the last days of his life, if he invited you to visit him for whatever reason, in the lobby, in the foyer of his house, was a payphone, and if you wanted to use the phone, you had to use the payphone.
He also told a neighbor he calculated exactly what he spent per guest on each meal, and he even had A, B, and C guests, depending on your importance, and he would spend more, and he had it all.
Do you know people like that? I do. I know people who are such a slave to the penny, to the dollar, and I don't think they're happy.
No. In my 20s, I was fortunate enough to work for one of the world's worst bosses. He was terrible. He was very successful, made a ton of money, and he paid people as little as possible. He kept this downward pressure on his suppliers. His whole thinking was obviously make as much for yourself as you can and pay everybody as little as possible. Well, where did that lead? It was his whole life was nothing but one stressful crisis after another. He ended up dying of a heart attack way too young, in a palimony lawsuit. He wasn't even paying his ex-wife or his children. He wasn't supporting them. And here he was a millionaire. It was horrible. And I remember thinking, gee, if I ever started my own business, if I did exactly the opposite of this guy, then I'd do really well. And so he taught me so much. He taught me to value people, to really have great partnerships with them, to pay them well, give them every kind of benefit I can possibly give them.
And you learned how to aggregate their success to become your success, didn't you?
Exactly. I really do surround myself with people that are far more capable than I am. That's my secret.
But you help them to be successful. You give them the platform and the resources to be successful in their assignment, so that they can find fulfillment and success. And then, but then, because they work for your company, it aggregates for you.
Yeah, it really does. I don't even have to be there anymore, mm-hmm. and the company functions so well.
Stand by, Mark. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. Having a great visit with our good friend Mark Allen. We're going to talk some more about this secret that he's learned, that he's sharing with you and me today. Here's Dan Fogelberg to take us out. The late, great Dan Fogelberg.
The story is told of the power of gold, and it's more on the others who stand free. It glitters and shines, it badgers and mines.
I think this may be my favorite song of all of Fogelberg's songs. I've got so many that I love. This is Auld Lang Syne. It's a wonderful song.
Met my old lover in the grocery store. The snow was falling Christmas Eve. I stole behind her in the frozen boots, and I touched her on the sleeve.
This too is part of the Innocent Age album. There's about 17 songs on that album. It's a double album. You can still buy it in the LP, by the way, if you want it in on Amazon, and of course the CD. Buy the CD; it's about $15 for the double CD. Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, same old Lang Syne. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and that's where you can find the show, all the different ways you can listen to that. And you can podcast it if you want. You can listen to it by streaming. Lots of, and by the way, every show we've ever done, all the way back, not ever, but all the way back to 99 when we started archiving our shows, we have those now available in the podcasting and the RSS capability. So use that to your advantage. Also, don't forget to read the articles. We got thousands of those offered by myself and my Brain Trust members like Mark Allen. And you can subscribe to my free newsletter there. Our blog is updated every weekday. And also, don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. And it's all free to you, thanks to our corporate partners and my organization and our Brain Trust members, like our good friend Mark Allen, the author of the brand-new book, The Greatest Secret of All. And Mark, tell us some more about this secret.
Well, I do spend the first half of the book talking about my understanding of the very simple secret of creating wealth with ease, the secret of abundance or fulfillment, whatever words you want to use. But that, to me, is simple. And I learned...
But help us understand how to... But see, when you say it, I know it sounds simple to you, but for Mark, for a lot of people, it's not that simple. So
no.
Help us out. I mean, act like it's really hard, and tell us how to get to that place.
Yeah, well, it was sure really hard for me until I was about 35, and I started my business at 30. The first 5 years were losses every month. And
I love what you say. Your five-year plan took 10 years. I love
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. But I achieved it. I achieved it. But it did take 10 years, yes, to really put my five-year dream plan in place. But to me, it is really simple. And the older I get, the more simpler I understand it. And the simpler, the better for me. Because to me, it's a matter of somehow persuading my subconscious mind. And my subconscious mind understands things in simple language. So what I did in the day I turned 30 is actually, I took three simple steps. And then I learned I just had to add three simple things together, and then I was successful. The three simple steps, I simply sat down, I wrote down my five-year plan, my five-year dream. It wasn't even a plan first. I did my ideal scene, imagining 5 years had passed and everything had gone as well as I could imagine. What would my life look like? I wrote that down. Then I stared at it for a while and realized within it were a list of goals. I took another sheet of paper. I wrote those down. Then I'd read about affirmations from a Unity church minister named Catherine Ponder. And I rewrote every goal as an affirmation, as if it's coming into being now. So I wrote, I am now creating a successful business. I was 30 years old. I was broke.
Why did that help you? Why does it help you just to say that kind of – is it just a positive reinforcement you're giving yourself? Is it the opposite of negativity? What is it?
Yes, it is. And I think it's because – I think every thought we have is creative, for good or ill. I really think if we
we're sort of pre-wired sometimes to have toxic talk to ourselves, aren't we?
Yes, yes. And I think there's some great power at work that we're connected with. I sometimes just call it universe or our subconscious or whatever you want to call it. But I believe this is the process. I really believe this. When we say to ourselves, I am now creating success in an easy and relaxed manner in a healthy and positive way.
Mm, there it is, folks.
My phrase that I learned from Catherine Ponder.
There it is.
The whole universe says yes and starts whispering in our ear quietly, exactly, not literally whispering, but in thought, we hear exactly what to do.
Well, what you're doing when you do that, Mark, you know when you talk about the universe, what the universe is doing, when you say that, and folks, you've been hearing ever since Mark's been on the show for 9 years plus, mm-hmm. we've talked about this easy and relaxed manner in a healthy, positive way. When you get yourself into that place, what you're doing is you're making yourself available to hear what the world is trying to tell you.
Yes.
Because
yes.
until you do, you're not available, are you?
No, you aren't. We're programming our minds to success. And I really think when we affirm, I think prayer works, I think it all works. Positive thinking works, declarations work, like it says
meditation.
In the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall declare a thing and it will come true to you. The problem is negative thinking works too. And so I'm sure
and
what happens.
And more's the pity.
Yeah, I'm sure what happens is when we say, I am now creating success, the universe says, yes. But then if our next thought is, oh, but it's so hard to succeed, so few people succeed, the universe says, yes.
What makes me
so
think
hard.
I can do this?
Yeah, what makes you think? And then all the doubts and fears come in, and that becomes the greatest work of all, to overcome our own doubts and fears.
Somebody asked me once, how did I make something happen? I said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's more from the great artist Dan Fogelberg. I think this is longer.
Longer than there have been fishes in the ocean.
Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen.
Now that we love, now that the lonely nights are over, how do we make love stay?
I can't tell you what a wonderful album the Innocent Age album is. Of all the things I've ever owned, all the music I've ever owned, that's right up there with Carole King's Tapestry and... And what's the Joni Mitchell album, Car on the Hill, was it? No, that's not it. It's right up there, folks, with the best albums you've ever owned. Mark Allen is our guest. He's a musician, too, and a recording artist, aren't you, Mark?
Yeah, I've got 5 albums out.
Yeah? He's a renaissance man, ladies and gentlemen. One of the reasons why we find him to be so interesting. And he's trying to help us understand how to get our minds and our spirits in the right place where we can be successful. That's what I like about you, Mark. You don't tell us what business to go into. You tell us how to behave. You help us understand how we should feel and think and act and embrace the world and the marketplace, whatever we decide to do.
Yeah, and the important thing is to really do what you love. And whatever you can dream of, somebody's been very successful.
Yeah.
Look at how they did it. focus on the success. And
the new book is called The Greatest Secret of All. It's just now available, right?
Just now, right. Just hitting the store.
Wherever books are sold. And also, give us your website, please.
Yeah, we have a great offer on the website, either markallen.com, markallen.com, or now greatestsecretofall.com. And at the bottom it says, scroll down to a special offer. And if you buy one book, you get a couple of great audio things along with it. And if you buy five, you get more. And
that's just for my audience, right?
Just, well, it's right now it is, but actually it's for anyone that finds the website. But
work with me out. Work with me, Mark. I'm trying to get them more whipped up about this. You know, I'm trying to let them get them to take some action here.
This is my, you're the first person to hear about this.
There you go.
The launch of my book. That's
there you
for
go.
Sure.
Yeah. The greatest secret of all, Mark. Napoleon Hill wrote about the gold miner who bored into the mountain and for years and years and never found any gold.
Right.
And another guy came in and moved over 3 feet, took
right.
that claim and moved over 3 feet and found gold.
Yeah.
Are we like, are our minds, are our spirits, or the way we embrace the world, or the way we fight the world, are we like that? Is there just like a little bit of an attitude adjustment that if we just moved over 3 feet, maybe we could find success?
You know, I think so, and I think that's really smart, Jim, to make that leap with that analogy. Usually that story is just about persistence. But, you know, I think it is about overcoming all those doubts and fears that we all face. And the bigger your dream, the greater the doubts and fears. And that's the work of seeing.
Say that last part again. Say that again.
The bigger
this is important, folks, because I think this may be a breakthrough thing. Go ahead and say it again.
Yeah, it was a piece of the pie I was born with. We're all born with something unique. I think we're all creative geniuses, every one of us in our own unique way. The piece I was born with, I knew I had to do what I loved for a living.
Yeah.
I just didn't know how to be successful. But somewhere along the line, I learned to dream big and go for it. And the bigger the dream, the more doubts and fears come up. The more this voice, oh,
that's,
it's so
that,
hard.
I think we think that maybe they ought to get smaller, but they do. They expand. The doubts and fears expand with the dream, don't they?
Right, they do. They do. And I do think 99% of the important work is overcoming those doubts and fears. As Eckhart Tolle says in The Power of Now, get the inside right and the outside takes care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's where mm-hmm. the work is for me, dealing with those doubts and fears, getting past them, and getting to the point where you're on the right track mentally. And you're, I heard once a plane is off course 90-some percent of the
oh,
time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, the pilots keep correcting. And when I heard that, I thought, that's the story of my life.
That's right.
I set my course. I wanted a successful business with ease. That was my setting my course.
Mark, I got to wrap it up. Give us that again. Give us the little affirmation again. I need it before you go.
Yes, this affirmation changed my life.
Quickly.
Affirm you will be successful in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way.
In an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way. Put
yes.
that as a prefix or a suffix on anything you're working on, folks.
Yes.
It'll change your life. Mark Allen, thank you for being here. It's always
thank
a pleasure.
You,
we'll see you next time. Mark Allen, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.